Throughout the season of Advent, we have been reading the scripture together instead of having one to read that scripture for us because I chose very short scriptures. So today, the scripture for today is Philippians chapter 4, just one verse, verse 4. So let us read it together. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. May God add a blessing to our reading, hearing, and understanding of the scripture. Amen. Amen. This season of Advent, we are watching some of the most popular Christmas movies and finding gospel messages in them. 2 weeks ago, we watched clips from the Polar Express and reflected on belief. Last Sunday, we watched Miracle on 34th Street and pondered on hope. Today, we turn to Elf, a 2003 comedy film that quickly became one of the best Christmas movies of all time. Buddy, a toddler at an orphanage, is accidentally transported to the North Pole on Christmas Eve. This happens when he crawls into Santa's toy bag, captivated by a teddy bear in it, while Santa is enjoying his cookies. The boy is adopted and raised by Papa Elf. So Buddy grows up at the North Pole believing that he is an elf and learning in school the code of the elves. Do you remember them? First, treat every day like Christmas. Two, there's a room for everyone on the nice list. Three, the best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear. However, as Buddy grows up, he noticed that he is different from all the other elves in the North Pole. With his body size, he always stands out among all the elves. And he cannot keep up with his friends in his daily activities of making toys for children because he's not as skillful as the other elves. So he struggles. One day, Buddy discovers his true identity. He was given up for adoption as a baby by his own mother, Susan. And she later died, but his father, Walter, is alive and is in New York City working for a children's book publisher at the Empire State Building. But he is unaware of the existence of his firstborn son. But he learns that his father, very unfortunately, is on the naughty list because of his callous demeanor. But Santa suggests that Buddy can spread Christmas cheer and help his father change. He can save his father. So Buddy leaves his adopted home and begins a journey to meet his biological father. He's on a mission to get his father moved from the naughty list to the nice list. Buddy arrives in the Big Apple and he finds the city to be full of fun. Let's take a look.
Shoo-bee-doo-bee. Don't you know each cloud contains banners from heaven?
Hello.
You'll find your fortune falling all over town. Be Shannon, your umbrella. He's upside down and trading for a package of sunshine and ravioli. Macaroni, if you want the thing you love.
You did it! Congratulations! World's best cup of coffee. Great job, everybody. It's great to meet you. Hi.
Now come over here, boy. Sam. And every time it rains, and don't you know it's crocodile? Every time it rains, red. Don't you know it's crocodile?
Sail
it.
Sail it.
All over town, all over town, all over town.
Thank you.
Be sure that your umbrella.
Thank you.
It's upside down, we live up. Oh, how about the hills are white? Gigalama Hungalese. Zumbaloo the Zumbaloot. Oh, Bartley Boy, sorry. Hey, Baba Ha Boy. Ooh, Bada Ha Boy. Ooh, woo. I knew I'd get you, I knew I'd get you. Let's go, let's go. Let's go.
Before this trip, he was told by Santa in the North Pole not to try to eat any candy gum stuck on the like that on the streets. And right after this, guess where he goes to? He goes back to the revolving door and tries that again. But his actions remind us of the first item on the code of the elves. Do you remember it? Treat every day like Christmas. For Buddy, who grew up it as an elf, every day is full of joy like Christmas. Every moment is full of awe and wonder like Christmas. And he finds joy in the small and simple things that we adults